Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect, presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. I'm joined in the studio. I love saying that. That we are joined in studio by Pastor Matt Flores and Kyle Stevenson. They're both with Awakened Church out in Rio Rancho. Gentlemen, welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
It's always fun. Kyle, just met Kyle. I've had Matt on the show a couple of different times. Kyle, you're also keeping us safe, putting out fires. Literally.
Yeah. You can say that.
Yeah. I've had a couple of recent ones.
I feel like I've been a fire bug. Like I only work 2 days out of six, and I feel like all the fires have been landing on them. But yeah, a firefighter with Albuquerque Fire Rescue, and just loving and reaching out to the community where we can.
Yeah, Kyle is also putting together a podcast, and we'll talk about that throughout the show today. We're going to have you guys for an hour because I know there's no way a pastor can spend a half an hour and really communicate. Mm. What do you think, Matt?
No, there's no possible way.
Not
a real one anyway.
The last time you were here, one of my favorite quotes literally the last couple of years is you said, we are not interested, this is Awakened Church, we are not interested in a weekend something. Mm-hmm. We are interested in the other 6 days, the six other days where you do your life. I love that quote.
Yeah, yeah. I think I probably stole that from someone, so whoever wants to take credit from that can take it. But I, the reason that I said that is because you know, you can devote one day to, and most people have an understanding of one day to the Lord and like, oh, we went to a building and sang giant karaoke with people and listened to a hopefully good looking pastor teach us something about the Bible, and then they forget it. And that's not helpful, right? That'd be the equivalent of going to the gym once every month and being like, well, I'm in really good shape, you know, and you're obviously going to be able to see that within them. But I think the vision behind that statement, the vision really behind Awakened Church is people crave community because that's how God created us, right? We are supposed to belong with each other and run this race. And I think the idea out there, I guess, is people having this idea of I can be a Christian and be by myself. That's a complete lie from the devil.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to just do what Jesus did, and he lived life with people. So whatever life you're going to live, live that with people and invite them into it. You're going to eat anyway. You're going to work out anyway. You're going to go watch a movie anyway. You're going to do all these things in life. Just bring people with you and make Jesus the center of it.
Describe the experience you want people to have when they come to Awaken and how that'll be different from maybe something they've experienced before.
Yeah. Obviously in a weekend thing, we want, number one, as you pull up, we don't have a church building per se. It's not, you're not going to find a picture of a cross. You're not going to find, a baptismal. Our baptismal is actually on top of a conics outside of our, outside of our door. And it's fun to pull that down. But I think the experience that I want people to have is to walk in and for someone to immediately see that, hey, you're new and we want you to belong to our family. So we want to get to know you and we want to ask you lots of questions, because that's how you get to learn about people. So it's not so much of like trying to gang up on people and make them feel nervous or whatever, but more so of, hey, who are you? What's your story? How can we help you? What can we pray for you about? Do you know about Jesus? If not, you know, it's not like make a decision right now, but more so of, hey, let's talk about it. Let's go in that direction. So, all the other stuff is good and gravy, but I think more than anything, it's, to belong. Then find a place to believe, and then find a place to become who Jesus told you to be.
Yeah. Kyle Stevenson, you host a podcast every week, and you get together with people and talk about the sermons that you hear on Sundays. And you already mentioned you're an Albuquerque firefighter. Hmm. How'd you get going doing this podcast and being part of the ministry?
That story is actually a funny one. But we started the podcast right when we kind of launched the church, and we had a guy doing it and I took it over from him and wrestled with that for a while, what that was going to look like. And God just showed up in a cool way with that. We were at a community group training and, I just was sharing my heart of like, I don't know if I'm ready for this step. I don't know if I'm ready to be talking like this and all the editing and all that. And that would be on my shoulders. And right next to me, my community group, Christine, she has a degree in audio editing and a degree in all this visual audio stuff. And she's like, I've been praying for God to show me where I can serve in the church. And she took that from me. Now she does all of our editing and all of that. And God just showed up to me and was like, all right, Kyle, now I need you to run with this and go. So Matt and the pastoral team asked me to take over, and that's what it is. It's the Jolt podcast. It releases every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. And it's just our midweek plug for our church, plug in our sermon that was given on the Sunday before, and plug in back into our community of Awaken, and that we can just be that bridge between the week to kind of like plug the sermon again and just have our hearts, how the sermon hit our hearts. And then whoever our guest is, we try to have a community group member or a discipleship group member from our church to be a guest so we can hear their hearts and hear how God's speaking into their life. And sometimes we talk about the sermon and go in detail, and sometimes we end up somewhere completely else and we just let the Holy Spirit lead it. But it's a lot of fun just sitting. We do it at me and my wife. She kind of runs the show actually on the podcast. She couldn't be with us here today, but she she runs the show, and she tells me to stop talking. But we sit at our kitchen table with our podcast equipment, and we just invite people into our house and get to party with them for about an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about the Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's all
it is. Best thing to talk about.
It really is. Matt, describe God's calling and your decision with Chris and Justin as your co-pastors to take your family, take your friends, and start Awaken Church.
Yeah, I think it was, I had a little bit of history behind Awaken. I think you can also see this on the website, just my wife and I sitting down talking about how this got started. But in 2020, I went and talked to Todd Cook, who I was at Sagebrush Church, and told him that I felt like God was moving in my heart to begin moving in a new direction. And I had no idea what that meant. So I'm so grateful for his direction and for how he helped me kind of process through this stuff. And I had always told him, I think maybe church planting, I think maybe taking over church or whatever it might be. And so we talked about that, and God had different plans. My timeline was a lot different than God's, and I'm glad that he takes over and he rules. But I had been friends with Chris and Justin for a long time, ever since showing up at Sagebrush. And so we had talked and had dinners and laughed and played golf and ate at each other's houses all the time. So it was one of those things where when I felt like the Lord was telling me, hey, it's time to step out and be very uncomfortable, because church planting is hard. I'll be honest with you, it's hard. It's sometimes lonely, sometimes very feels isolating. But I think the big thing is something that Todd actually told me. He goes, man, I understand friends plant churches together. And that was very encouraging to me for him to recognize that and for him to see that. And for Chris and Justin, the beauty is I never asked them. I never said, hey, will you guys want to do this? The Lord moved in their heart to do so. I told them what the Lord had called me to do. And that's when they came to me and were like, hey, if we're going to go do this, then we got to make Jesus the best thing that people have ever heard. And that's an easy story because he's already done the best thing ever.
And how did you select Rio Rancho as a place to locate?
So I live in Rio Rancho.
Okay.
And just reading books and hearing podcasts and pastors is like, hey, and probably it's going to be a wrong quote or whatever, but the great theologian Joe Dirt says, life's a garden, dig it. So my garden was Rio Rancho. So I was like, I'm going to dig it, and I'm going to bloom where planted. And I just saw people were broken and hurting. And the Loma Colorado Overlook is a special place in my heart. So that's where I looked out across Rio Rancho and Albuquerque, and I said, God, I'm here. If you want me to be used, I'm available.
Yeah. And Kyle, how did you get connected? You mentioned that you've been doing the podcast or close to as long as the church has been planted.
Yeah.
How'd you get connected with these guys?
Well, I was walking with Matt last year, all of last year, and I was in his, we call it Fight Club, and now it's our discipleship group. Just four of us knuckleheads walking and doing life together, walking through the Bible, meeting weekly, talking about how God's wanting to change us, be better husbands, be better fathers. And so me and Matt got really close, and then he's talked about planting a new church, and we're like, all right, let's party, let's go. So we've been a part of Awaken since it started and just a part of this journey. And my mentality since coming to Awaken and being part of it was just like, wherever needs to happen, I'm ready, let's go. So pretty involved, a high level.
A lot involved. Don't let them lie to you.
High level volunteer. And me and Christy, my wife, we were just plugged in and we're willing and able and just wanting to do God's work. And that's been a big change in my heart in the last 2 years and just the surrender and, just wanting to be available. I mean, there's that song out there, like, I am available. And that's been me and Christy's prayer for the last 2 years. And that's a scary prayer, I think, if you pray that to God and say, use me where you want me. And you have that in your heart. He's gonna show up and show you where he needs you. And we don't want to get to the end of the day and be like, we didn't show up. We didn't do his work. And so it's just been an honor to be a part of this family and this team and just available.
I'm going to have Matt maybe elaborate a little bit more. You already talked about how your relationship started and everything with Matt, and you guys are living life together. Mm-hmm. Matt, can you give us an example of how a person you may know has come to faith, matures in their faith, discovers their spiritual gifts, and then begins serving, kind of like what Kyle just described?
Yeah, I think it's not my story to share, but that's kind of how Kyle's story rolls. I mean, he had been raised... I don't know. Can you tell your story that way that works? I mean, I wasn't the one that led Kyle to faith. But I think the big thing is watching him even, begin talking to other people about Christ and watching them give their life to Christ. I think is a beautiful example, but maybe maybe your story first and then we can get rolling that way.
Yeah. So I grew up in a God-fearing home, went to church. My parents were very involved in the churches that we grew up in, and then got to my high school years and decided that I knew better and I can make these decisions and I can, I think we all have a little bit of that in us. But still was going to church, still doing the thing and checking the boxes. And that's what it was for me. I knew who Jesus was and I believed in him, but he was on the back burner. I'm going to make my decisions now. And I mean, just so selfish, right? But then got married and decided, like, okay, I need to start living for Christ. I need to start being the man of the house, right? And just didn't know what that looked like. Didn't have community, didn't have friends and family really around me pushing me to be better. Started going to the young adults ministry at Sagebrush and just saw, like, dang, these people are doing life together. These people are hanging out and just meeting more than once a week. And just got a little taste of it and just wanted more. I gave my life to Christ at 13 and I remember that moment. My family, again, my mom and dad are super grounded in their faith, but it just never wasn't a me choice. I wasn't living for Christ. I was holding on to them in that moment. And it was never a personal connection, with Christ until, again, like the last 2.5 years where that surrender happened and just being all in and wanting. And then I think Matt can kind of jump into where our worlds collided. And
yeah, and I think it was a physical fitness kind of aspect and world for us that got us connected. One of our best friends, I would say, Andrew Templeton, who now lives in Dallas. Man, we just all three partied and hung out together doing CrossFit and running and making each other sick and challenging each other. But I think with Kyle, the development of his spiritual gift is, I don't think he saw it in himself. He couldn't see what God had blessed him with. And so as his friend and as his, I would say his pastor, I started challenging him saying, hey, what if you did this? What if God wanted you to use this? What if God wanted you to use these gifts of you being Kyle's a big dude and he naturally draws people to himself. So he looks like a natural leader. But I was seeing that he wasn't using that for God's glory, and I just started challenging him that way. And then even listening to him talk now, I remember when we first talked, he was like, and Kyle delivered, you know, his first ever message with us a couple weeks ago, and that was such a cool thing for me to see. It's almost like a proud dad moment. I was just like, oh, my goodness, he's doing amazing. He's presenting the gospel. He's presenting Jesus. And so seeing that develop in him, and what God is going to do in him, you know, it would be foolish of me to say, oh, here's what God's going to do. Because we believe in Ephesians, right? To him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we ask, think, imagine, dream of, to him be the glory. And that's what Kyle's life has been based around, is for God to get the glory. So I would say if you ever see Kyle trying to make it about himself, just slap him upside the head and he'd be glad to accept that.
Hit me in the face.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and I'm going to go way off script when we come back, but okay. both of you are married.
Yeah, we are. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And this question is going to come from a guy, me, who is not married, failed marriage after 27 years. And I'm cognizant of the fact that everything you're talking about is happening to your spouse also. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you about that when we come back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with Kyle Stevenson and Matt Flores with Awakened Church. Stay with us.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury, pain in your back, neck, shoulders, arms, and legs, as well as numbness in your extremities. Dizziness and bladder or bowel issues can all be symptoms. 90% of doctors treating spinal ligament injuries don't know how to determine the severity and location of this condition. At Gonstead Physical Medicine, all of the providers are trained to do this. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8555.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
We were tenants of Dom's for 3 years. We felt that we needed to buy a house and have something we could call our own, and I don't think that would have been possible without Dom's help. Dom was amazing and made that happen. After getting our home, we've been able to modify it to make it our own. In the purchasing process, any issue arised, Dom was amazing and handled it flawlessly and way faster than expected. Once we got into the home we really liked, we were able to see those dreams and make them come true.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old-school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new-school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part? We'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part? You rated us Best of the City and Ford Dealer of the Year. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The team at Indigo Mortgage will explain how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Maybe you're refinancing or buying a new home. Give Indigo Mortgage a call at 836-5700 or you can reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. And Ben Lucero and his team truly care about you and they will take good care of you as you talk to them about financing. I'm in studio this afternoon with Pastor Matt Flores and Kyle Stevenson. They're both with Awakened Church. Chris Franklin, Matt Flores, and Justin Chaplin are the co-founding pastors of Awakened Church, and Kyle has taken over the duties of doing a weekly podcast, and it's called the Jolt Podcast?
Yes, sir. Jolt Podcast.
These two, if you could see them, are both in prime shape, both young men. And I'm just convicted I better get back to the gym.
We're going
to
go work out
that
after
once,
this if you
once
come.
A month. See, I have a feeling that if I visit, there's going to be like a CrossFit class right after church. I'm not sure I can handle that, man.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Suffer in the spirit and then suffer in the flesh. Come on.
There you go. So I mentioned something before the break. I want to ask you both about your wives and how they're going along on this ride. Kyle?
Yeah, my wife has been, her name's Christy. It's just been so fun. Before we completely, like I said, became available, and I think that's a lot of Christians' problems, honestly. We think we're too busy to, we add Jesus to our life, we don't make Jesus our lives. So that was the transformation of us. And Christy, man, she's just a powerhouse. She keeps our house moving. She keeps our house rocking. But where I've seen her heart change the most is that, we've decided that it's not our house anymore. It's God's house. So our door should almost always be unlocked. I say that loosely because we live in Albuquerque, but, it's always unlocked for people to come in and, just, it's always ready to party. And when we say party, We don't mean.
Please clarify that.
It's not sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But we want people to be at our house. We want our kitchen table to be full. We want our living room to be full of people. And during COVID and stuff, that's been a little different, but not really. We want people in our homes. We want, and that's Christy's heart change. And so we've been just the way she loves on people and the way she invites people in and the way, and that's been a big change for her. And it's just, I've been a proud husband to see her, not something where I'm having to convince her to come with me. It's like, whoa, I need to catch up to her. And being the goal of me being the spiritual leader in the house, like she's always calling me up and always, and that's how it should be. I shouldn't be looking back at her and saying, where is she at? And she shouldn't be looking at me like, you're not doing what the Bible tells us to do. So it's just been a fun journey, and the friendships and the community that's been established. And we didn't have that 2 years ago. We didn't have people that we could call at any time of the day and, hey, can you come over and help me fix XYZ? Can you take the kids? Cause we just didn't have that community. And now we send a group text in the thread and it's a race to who's going to answer first. So it's just, God's cool. God's cool. When you submit to him and you want to be on journey with him in an authentic community, it's a fun ride.
Yeah. And it costs you something too, right? Mm. Is like scripture says, like talking about he who desires friends must first show himself friendly. Right. It isn't come and serve me. It's the first step should be, how do I serve these other people? And that's something I've seen of the Stevensons in like they're opening up their home. And Kyle has the pain cave. This is what I call it, but it's cave with a K because Kyle and Christy start with K's. And, I think that's the cool thing is that he uses what God has already blessed him with to invite community in. So there's a lot of guys who are familiar with vomiting in his garage. Well, probably not in there, but in the bush next to it. But, man, sweating and, you know, dropping weights and just feeling like the air is sucked out of you. And that's how he uses what he is good at, to bring other people inside of community. So being able to see him and Christy do that is just a joy. Again, it's another proud kind of moment for me to be like, man, God is still interested and very much concerned and involved in transforming people's former life. Cause I think the story he would tell is, and he's told me this, is like they used to make his days off all about themselves. Mm. And now it's like, wait, it's weird if we're by ourselves. I'm not saying that they're like, completely in that realm of like where they don't take any time for themselves. Cause they just had a date night
last night.
Yeah. So that's something we have to check on, marriages as well. Cause like, scripture says you don't take care of your own family. You're worse than an unbeliever. It's not like you're at the level of an unbeliever. It's worse. Mm-hmm. So being able to provide that sense of love and compassion as Christ has loved us as husbands to our wives, I think that's a big focus.
Well, last time we were together, Matt, you had Crystal with you.
Yeah.
Your wife. And one of the things that I was really impressed with there is she was really descriptive about the friendships.
Mm-hmm.
And the care and the community that she had at Awakened Church.
Yeah.
And that's so valuable for both a man and a woman to have those friendships.
Absolutely.
Women with women, men with men.
Right.
To just do life together, as you've said that before.
Yeah. Authentic community. Yeah. And that's, I think, that's the beauty of it is Christy is actually, we're big about discipleship. What is discipleship? It's living our life more like Christ, more than we did yesterday. And having those people around you that'll encourage you and call you higher in that. So Christy is actually with Crystal in a discipleship group, and they're actually meeting tonight. So that means Kyle and I get to hang out with our little hoodlum kids. but I think that's the beauty is watching these friendships evolve and change and just call each other higher. And the hard thing, I think, for me, and maybe this is I think this is probably a thought, but sometimes you wanna hang out with people. But you see that they're hanging out with other people, and there's probably the fleshly part of you is like, why didn't I get invited to that? But you don't need to be part of that. You need to let them be involved with other families in the church. And that's just a fun thing to see people who normally wouldn't talk to each other or hang out, watch them have a barbecue together, watch them, you know, go golfing together, watch them go work out together, watch them go eat together. Like that is a big thing is, we want this community to be exactly what you see in scripture. They devoted themselves daily to these things, right? And it never says who, when, where, or why, but it just says daily. That's the big part, is everyone was mingling with each other.
Well, physical fitness is obviously both important to both of you. So we're going to make some correlations in the second half hour today about working out spiritually as compared to keeping fit physically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But before we go there, I got to hear about this den of pain that he's describing. What's going on in there?
The cave. Yeah. It's just my garage gym. There's nothing too fancy about it. Lots of awesome conversations have happened in there and definitely some throwing up.
Yeah.
But it's just, I got a couple solid CrossFit things in there. Got some bumper plates and weights and pull-up bars and this awful creation called the Echo Bike. If you've never done the Echo Bike, if you want to
suffer, missing out.
You're missing out. Come suffer at the cave. But yeah, it's just my garage gym that, again, it's not mine. It's God's blessed me with it. And if it doesn't have people in it every day, we're missing out. So.
Mm-hmm. So you do some training stuff in there with people?
Yeah. I've dipped into some personal training and stuff, but most of the time it's just a bunch of people working out and just hanging out. But yeah, got to have my personal training license, my CrossFit One certification, and not working at a gym. I was working at a gym before COVID, but then in doing some, I used to train heavily for Spartan obstacle races. That was my little niche before COVID. And then all the races got canceled. And then I decided not to pay the gym that I was renting space from. And I invested in myself and my own home gym. And that's just where we're at right now. Don't pay for a gym membership. Work out at home, sneak into CrossFit Rio Rancho every once in a while and, do the drop in there. But yeah. Why not just have it at home and have people over to do community and life with? And during physical fitness and like hurting, suffering, but the physical side of things, it opens up that the other side of things, and people are, their walls are down because they can't hold them up anymore because they're physically beat down. So the vulnerability is, it's easy. It's easy to have conversations after you've suffered alongside each other and sweat and rubbed up against each other, hurting. And that's where I have been able to connect with a lot of people, just with real conversations, getting rid of those walls and doing life with each other and seeing each other kind of physically at our worst.
You've kind of answered this already, but this just sounds like the main thing you're learning about yourself serving in ministry.
Yeah. It's not about yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the things that you have, the blessings that you've been given. It would be foolish to think that you should keep that all locked up and keep it to yourself. Like, we have the things we have because we've been blessed. So pour it back out. It's not about me. That's what I've probably grown in the most, is it's not about me. It's not about how I've been blessed. It's how I can give it back. And just to continuing denying yourself and picking up your cross and walking every day, and what that looks like in our lives day to day, not just on Sunday, like we talked about, but it's those Monday through Saturday. Sunday's the fun time. We get to come together as a big group, but why don't you have circles throughout your week, Monday through Saturday? And those circles don't have to be 7-8 people at like a community group or a small group or whatever. It can be one or two in your garage, one or two, at Starbucks, whatever that looks like, but one or two moving your mom from house to house, like whatever that looks like. There's no reason that they can't be Monday through Saturday, and just continue giving yourself and denying yourself for his work.
Matt, have you seen the couples when you go to a restaurant? I know COVID's kind of messed us up, but think back.
And yeah, maybe way back when.
Yeah, doesn't this sound weird to talk about a year and a half ago when we could go to a restaurant? Yeah. And I guess we get to do that a little bit now, but I so frequently remember seeing couples mm-hmm. that would sit in a restaurant and never say a word together to each other for an hour.
Oh, that breaks my heart.
Yeah. What do you want to say to those people? What can they do to change that and transform their relationship?
Well, I would say, number one, you're out to eat anyway, and unless that's like a special reserved date night, bring people with you. Like, community is supposed to be had, and you're supposed to be part of community. I think my wife Crystal and I have talked about that as we sit and we're talking and whatever. It breaks my heart when they're sitting there and they're eating or whatever, and one of them has their phone and they're just like typing away, and there's no like paying attention to anyone else or to their spouse across the table. I would say just seriously consider, is your marriage, is it on mission? That's one way to think of it. Francis Chan and his bride, they do this Bible study called, I'm going to mess it up, but Marriage in the Light of Eternity. That's what it is. And they talk about how they use their marriage as a mission field, right? And how they respond to each other, how they run forward with each other, and how they challenge each other in that. And that would be my question to any couple is, husbands, how are you challenging your wife? Not in the sense of like, oh, you need to do this, but what are you growing in? How are you learning? How can I be praying for you? And I would probably propose that there's plenty of people who don't pray together. They call themselves Christian, but they don't pray together. And that's something that I know Kyle and I have both challenged each other on in praying with our brides, praying with our kids.
I shared this last time we were together. I was married for 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did all kinds of group things with my wife and family. We prayed together doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Pathetically, I cannot remember praying just with my wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I don't even understand why I mean, I'm smart enough to know that that's what I should have been doing.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
Same thing. Yeah, that's something that my wife and I, like, Craig Rochelle says this. He says he applies it to anything, but I think it's really applicable to what we're talking about now, prayer. You can miss a day, but you can't miss two, right? You can miss a day working out. That's fine. You're not going to like gain 1,000 pounds, but don't miss two, because as soon as you hit two becomes 3, 4, 7, 10. So it's one of those things. If, as husbands, I would challenge you, pray over your wife. My wife, she's a night owl. But sometimes she just out. She recently had knee surgery, so she's just been like, she hits the hay and boom, she's out. So I just like put my hand on her shoulder and I just begin praying over her. That's a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. And when we get to pray together, she said to me, "I love when we pray together because I get to hear your heart." And that's a question that maybe we should ask ourselves as husbands and as men of God. Do people know our heart for God? And I think that's the most intimate time that you have with your spouse, is seeking the Lord together. And that's something that, man, my bride and I are going to pray tonight, because now I'm just really super convicted because we missed last night. So we can't miss tonight.
There you go. What's really good about this is I'm pretty sure that if your wives are listening, neither one of you will have to sleep on the couch tonight, because you've said really nice things about your wives.
Do they say nice things about us?
There you go. Matt Flores and Kyle Stevenson with Awakened Church in studio with me this afternoon. Stay with us. We've got another half an hour together with these gentlemen. We'll be right back.
After a long season of fear and anxiety fueled by an endless stream of bad news, you're invited to experience still waters. Rest in the Lord's goodness and mercy as He restores our souls and calms our anxious hearts at the Sheology Spring Gathering. Restore, Calm My Anxious Heart. Saturday, May 1st, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the amphitheater at Calvary Church on Osuna in Albuquerque. Experience a full day of worship with special musical guest New Beginnings Choir. And an encouraging message from Lenya Heitzig.
You don't need another teaching. You don't need another book. You don't need another tape. You don't need another combo. What you need is to see God.
Plus a pop-up market, food trucks, photo booth, coffee and tea, tasty treats, and refreshing fellowship. Sheology's Spring Gathering. Restore. Calm my anxious heart. Tickets available now. Details at sheology.com.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Authorities in a Laotian village threatened a local pastor at gunpoint after he made plans to enlarge his home to accommodate more than 130 people who had gathered for Sunday worship. Officials insisted that members of the congregation renounce their faith, and the pastor signed a document agreeing to close his house church. But all refused, announcing they would never deny Jesus Christ. Bravely standing on faith, the pastor told authorities he was willing to go to jail. A VOM contact reported this pastor and his church members have only been Christians for 1 year, yet they are facing tremendous persecution. Please pray for them.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence.
Nor will I let them serve alone.
To join me in prayer for persecuted Christians,
go to vomradio.net.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you to Steve Ryman, our engineer, for bringing us back on the air and off the air so eloquently. He does a great job. We want to thank Dave and Holly Slade and their team at Dave Slade and Associates Realtors for sponsoring the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly or Dave at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Kyle, Matt was saying earlier that in watching you and your spiritual journey, you have really started to pick up leadership and you're doing the podcast and other kinds of things. How's that translated into your work as a fireman with the Albuquerque Fire Department?
Yeah, great question. And very key on the timing of my life right now. I'm actually taking the lieutenant's promotional exam at the end of this month, the 28th. And so I'm calling myself up to step into this role of being an officer on a truck, being an officer on a scene of emergency scene. And just my walk with where I've come with Christ and seeing leadership from Matt and seeing leadership and obviously Christ and how he led people and made relationships. I think we'd make it life too hard a lot of the times, but the transfer is amazing for me. Just having the heart of with people under me, like finding what they're good at, honing in on that, honing in on their personality traits and what makes them tick. And, if you ever have to tell someone that you're a lieutenant or an officer, you're doing the job wrong, right? Mm-hmm. It should be how you're living your life. It should be how you're leading by example, how you're not, maybe not always in front of people leading, but you're behind them, pushing them in the right direction. And that translates so well to the fire department. If I'm having to flex my trumpets, having to drop my rank on people, you've lost who's supposed to be following you and who's supposed to be, in the trenches with you, right? If you're having to do that. So just leading people and walking with them and pulling them along to what's better and just getting to know them. Leadership is easy. I think we just make it hard because we put ourselves as the priority and not the mission.
Sometimes I'm afraid to ask these kinds of questions, but I listen to what you're saying and I have another question.
Yeah.
You are leading people in the fire department that don't share your faith.
Mm.
Is it easier as a person of faith to lead those and love them and care about them right where they are than it would be if you were not?
God doesn't tell us who to love. Mm. He tells us to love people. And, since again, surrendering, the conversations in the fire station for me have changed. And I was in the same firehouse for 2 years and I've recently changed into a different house. And the guys that were in the house with me for 2 years, they knew who Kyle was and they knew what he stood for. And we started Bible studies in the station and we started talking about forever and eternity and Christ and his love for us. And now he's transplanted me into another station with people that don't believe yet. Yeah. And now I get to love them in that same way. So is it easier?
I would say this.
Yeah.
I had Manny Gonzalez, the Bernalillo County Sheriff, on a week or so ago. And he's a very strong believer. And he told me, he said, look, my commitment is to love people no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you're enabled as a Christian to do a better job of that.
Yeah.
Than someone who says, I don't believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think you run after a calling of higher, right?
Mm.
You're not just loving them for where they're at, but where they could be as well. You see something in them, just as Christ saw something different in Peter, right? It wasn't Peter. It was Christ in Peter is what Christ wanted. So, sorry to interrupt. That's
spot on. And just the opportunity to have conversations and to see them who they are now and who they could be. Those are fun conversations to have. And Matt challenged us last year within the station to just in mid-conversation, just start spewing Bible verses, but don't cite it. Just say it and just see what God does with his word. And just that challenge alone just led to so many fruitful conversations within the walls. And anyone can do that. You can do that if you're a 9-to-5er. You can do that if you work at a gas station. You can say scripture and it's God's word. So he's going to do amazing. He says he's going to do amazing things with it, and he does. So just those little challenges within the four walls. And it's an interesting dynamic being in the station, living with each other for 48 hours. So, I mean, you see people who they really are at 2 a.m. in the morning. Just love people. It's a commandment, and we make it too hard.
Both of you are committed to physical fitness. So, Matt, I want you to equate, and I'll call you guys both maniac workout guys. That's what you guys are.
Yeah, I think most people look at CrossFitters and they're like, you're a little bit nuts. And I think you have to be a little bit nuts anyway.
So equate that. Equate what it takes to be physically fit with what it takes to be spiritually fit.
It was Denzel Washington once said, the way to achieve a goal is through discipline and consistency. And that is, man, so applicable to every area of life. You want to be a great trumpet player? Discipline and consistency. Discipline is the ability to say yes to the right things. Consistency is the ability to continue to say yes to those things. So in looking at physical training and spirituality, it's like Paul tells Timothy, right? Bodily exercise profits a little bit, which isn't a bad thing, right? You should be able to share the gospel with as many people as you can, because you never are promised tomorrow. But he says godliness has profitability not only in this life, but in the one to come. So in thinking about that is, I think someone who shares the gospel should look a certain way. And what I mean by that is they should be willing to tell anyone, anywhere, anytime about Christ. And, you know, if I'm taking Bibles up the side of a mountain to a tribe, I should be able to do that. I should be able to say, God, this is your temple and you can do with it what you want. But I should also be able to go and help a friend move and show them the compassion of Christ through what God has blessed me to do. And I think that's a big journey is learning how to be disciplined, is answering your why. Why do I want to be in shape? Why do I want to be a follower of Christ? Why do I want to run after him? It's because I'm tired of me. I don't want to look like me anymore, right? Isn't that what John said, right? John 3:30, he must increase and I must decrease. So may there be less of us and more of him. And I think those two aspects is, again, it's if you can answer the why inside of working out, that's why I love CrossFit. Being a coach is a lot of those people have a lot of different whys. They want to play with their grandkids. They want to be able to run a marathon. They want to be able to snatch 185 pounds. There's all these different things that focus into why they do it. But I think in spirituality, there's one goal. Look more like Christ than I did yesterday. So that's kind of how I equate it. You got any thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, I mentioned it earlier, but just suffering alongside other people physically, it just relates to our willingness and desire to suffer for Christ and to let him be known. And again, more of him, less of me, and just that transformation that happens. And transformation of fitness doesn't just happen overnight. It's not like I go to the gym one time for an hour. Tomorrow I look super shredded and I got a six pack. It doesn't happen that way. It takes disciplines of nutrition. It takes disciplines of water intake. I mean, there's so many different things, and we can relate that spiritually so well. It's not one day in the Bible is going to transform me.
I tell people this verse all the time, Hebrews 12:11. It says that discipline is never pleasant.
Never.
But it yields for those who train by it. It gives you back more than you put into it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The peaceful fruit of righteousness.
Yeah, harvest full of it. And that's the beauty of what. That's what it does. That's what spiritual discipline does, is connecting your head and heart around the things of Christ to continually do it, to continually say yes to him. Well, you'll look back and then go, holy cow, who am I? Mm-hmm. And people will begin noticing that. I mean, you notice when people physically get in shape, you're like, man, you've lost a lot of weight in your face and in your gut, and man, look at your biceps. It should be the same thing in the spirituality.
Yeah.
Man, look at you. Look what Christ is doing in you. You're talking to your coworkers about Christ, you just spouted off some scripture. You didn't know that scripture before? No, I didn't. Man, you're going on these trips to share the gospel. It should look very, very identifiable, right? Fruit is very identifiable on an apple tree.
Yeah. We are in studio with Pastor Matt Flores and Kyle Stevenson. They're with Awaken Church. You can find out more about Awaken Church at awakennm.church.
Perfect.
And all kinds of information, the Jolt podcast and links to that are there. You can also find that anywhere you find podcasts on all the latest and greatest apps. Your generation is all about podcasts.
Yeah, I think there's a lot, and we have to be careful with that, right? There's a lot of people out there that with a lot to say, but is it worth listening to?
Yeah, amen to that. We're going to be right back with Matt and Kyle. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Man up. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of Vision for Life. One of the things we love about sports is what these extremely talented athletes do under pressure. For some, it's how their legacy has been established. Let's be honest. Performance under pressure is what separates the men from the boys, the great from those who are good. The scripture calls us to prepare for this pressure by getting stronger, being tested, and persevering. In James, we're told to consider it pure joy when we encounter trials that test us because perseverance is being developed. If you're in the cauldron of pressure, I want to encourage you to embrace it, to man up, to step up. Proverbs 24:10 states, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. And we don't want to have small strength. Be courageous, be strengthened, and choose to persevere. In other words, man up.
You've been listening to Roger Patterson, author of A Minute of Vision for Men, a daily devotional available at visionforlife.org.
Time now for today's MoneyWise Minute with teacher Rob West.
Are you tired of battling to make ends meet every month? Wondering why God's so slow to meet your needs? Consider this. God's promised to meet your needs, not necessarily your wants and desires. A roof over your head is a need. A want might be 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, and a swimming pool. God's plan could also be to meet your needs through the abundance of a fellow Christian. Paul writes about this in 2 Corinthians 8:14, where he says, at the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn, their plenty will supply what you need. If you struggle with a real unmet need, set aside your pride and let your church family know about it, and seek to glorify God in the process.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Calvary College invites you to be a student for the evening, where you can experience on-site classes, course materials, and discuss our college with current enrolled students. Join at 6:30 p.m. in the Plex on Monday, April 12th for Theology with Dr. Nelson Walker, Tuesday, April 13th for the History and Authenticity of the Bible with Dr. Brian Nixon, or again on Thursday, April 15th for a Spiritual Foundations class with Dr. Nelson Walker. Registration is required. You can go to calvarynm.church/events to register. Matt Flores, pastor with Awaken Church, with a couple of his other buddies, and Kyle Stevenson, who runs their podcast and studio. Awaken Church is planted now 7-8 months ago?
Yeah, 8 months, I think, is what we're at. It's felt like a long time because we've seen a lot of cool things that God has done.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about when you meet, where you meet, and all of that.
Yeah, so we meet on Sundays at 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. That's right in the middle of the afternoon. So we like that because it gives you time to have some breakfast with some family and friends, and also maybe an early lunch, and then a dinner as well after. We meet at the MAC, which is the McDermott Athletic Center. Terry and Mike are the owners there. Such cool guys, and God put it on their heart to allow us to be there, and their mom. I just had a conversation with her this afternoon, and she just like, man, we need to reach people for Jesus. So we're glad to meet there. I think the address is 801 Loma Colorado Drive, Northeast Rio Rancho. Yeah. Kind of near the high school, near the aquatic center, near the library. So if you get on that road, you'll see it.
Easiest way to get there for me is to, on 528, go up Northern.
Northern, yep. Hit Northern, take a left on, I think it's Loma, Colorado.
And it's right there on the right. Yep. I mean, you go.
Can't miss it. It's a huge building out there. It used to be known as Blades, I think a long while ago. But the brothers went in there and said, we want to make it our own. So, we're thankful to Mike and Terry letting us party again for Christ in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kyle, tell us a little bit about something you've learned recently that's had a big impact on your life.
I'm just going to go to scripture and walk in with my D group. We're in the Old Testament right now, and really just seeing just God show up. And over a lot of the verses we're memorizing is, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of slavery. And then he always says, follow me, follow my commandments, obey me. And it's just how those sentences line up. It's not flipped. It's not obey my commandments and obey me and follow me, and then I'll save you. It's he always just showing up first, and then having Easter this weekend and celebrating that. Jesus does it again, right? He shows up on the scene. He comes to our earth and he puts himself on the cross so we have the opportunity to try to be like him every single day and follow him. And it's not our sin anymore that defines us. It's him. And just walking through the Old Testament and seeing him show up, and then he calls us to follow him. It's not the other way around. It's not a do this so I can save you. I already saved you and rescued you from this. Now come on, follow me. I'm worthy to follow. And that's just been in my everyday walk and how I'm applying that to life. Like he considered me worthy to follow. Now let's go.
You guys have mentioned being ill, throwing up after working out.
Yeah.
So just a really quick story. So when I was a freshman at the University of New Mexico, mm-hmm. I'm the only basketball player that went in the weight room. This is March of 1976. I had not yet graduated from El Dorado, but the state tournament and everything was over. So I reported for duty and started doing some weight training. So when I walk in the gym, mm-hmm. and you guys are too young to remember this, but the Pittsburgh Steelers had a linebacker named Robin Cole. Robin was a graduate from the University of New Mexico. He trained in the weight room. Just a spectacular gentleman. So I walk in, I'm 160 pounds, 6'7", and I'm working out in the weight room with Robin Cole.
Man.
And my friend Randy Rich. Randy Rich played for the Denver Broncos and the Cleveland Browns, safety, also played at the University of New Mexico. All of these football players, there's no basketball players there. So they put me on the bench. I do, you know, whole 65 pounds or what other amount it was. It was just bad. I mean, I weighed 160 and I would look like a toothpick at 6'7". Now, what was fascinating about this is that by October of the same year, I weighed 205.
Put it on.
Yeah. I mean, and I went from literally benching about 65, 70 pounds to benching about 165, 170. And then
that's awesome.
By the time I was a sophomore, I was benching, you know, 240, 250, got up. I was never able to bench 300 pounds without cheating. You know how you arch your back and all that kind of stuff.
The cat's meow.
I never could get to that level, but I got a lot stronger. It was a great thing, but I remember getting so sick that very first workout because these guys made me work and I had to run out in the back. That anaerobic exercise that takes the glucose right out of your cells directly makes you sick to your stomach until you get used to that. And so I'm going back now to equate this spiritually, Matt. Mm-hmm. Isn't that going to scare people away? How do you balance that where you want to push people spiritually as hard as you push them athletically?
Yeah, I think looking at what Jesus says, right, in Mark chapter 8, he says, if anyone wants to be my disciple, they got to die to themselves. And that's not an easy statement, right? That's not an easy thing to do. So in looking at it, we're not trying to ask them to do anything that Jesus hasn't already done himself. And that's the great thing is, in the intensity is crazy at times. But I think that's the beauty of where Paul also talks about, in my weakness, then I am strong. When you rely on him, when you rely on him as the one to guide you, to direct you, to point you in the right direction, you remember why. And I think that's a big part of going, hey, we don't expect you to come in and just memorize the book of Leviticus or anything like that. Or, you know, you got to share Jesus with 100 people right out the gate. I think it's being able to say the person who's right in front of you, that's the most important person you need to share Christ with. You know, the way that if you didn't pray at all, it's to pray every day with your family, right? You can miss a day, but you can't miss two. It's learning how to ramp up that intensity and learning how to come back down from that as well. Because I think that's probably what made you sick is you went really intense in the gym with these guys who had been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. And you come in there and you're like, I got this. And you're almost like challenged by them and you want to prove something. But you realize, man, if I think logically about what's happening, these people who have been running at this pace for quite some time, have been doing this with consistency and discipline. So it's Corinthians. It's when Paul's talking about when those who measure themselves by themselves, like they're not wise, right? When they compare themselves with themselves, we're never supposed to compare to each other. We're supposed to compare ourselves to Christ, and he's the one who we're supposed to look to. So I bet you're grateful for those football guys.
It was an amazing experience. And I tell the story and I say it affectionately, but it was hard.
Yeah.
It was tough. Kyle, there are people that are listening to the show that have a self-image, both athletically and spiritually, where they think they're beyond hope. Are they?
No, absolutely not. Definitely not physically. I mean, you see transformations all the time of people mm-hmm. that you would have never expected transforming. But they would tell you that it didn't happen overnight. And then spiritually, God came for everyone and everything. So no one's too far away for him to rescue. And if you think that's a lie straight from hell, right? He died on the cross for you and your sins, and he wants to take that burden. He wants to take that shame away from you. And man, it's just peace. It's so much peace that comes with that. But again, it doesn't happen. I mean, you can be saved overnight, obviously, but that transformation of getting in a community and the accountability and what Matt was just talking about of, you threw up after that workout and it was rough, but you still had that community with you that was going to see you the next day, right? And if you go work out and throw up and hurt by yourself and you're by yourself, more than likely you're not going to suffer and do that again the next day. So no, you're not beyond hope, but God calls us to be responsible for what we have. So what are you doing to make the next steps to better your game, to better your life and what God's given you? And it starts with obviously surrendering, but then not being alone, because we're not meant to do life alone.
Yeah.
You've mentioned messages coming to us, and I'm going to call him the enemy from mm-hmm. the enemy, because I don't dignify him by calling him by name.
Yeah.
The group and the community that you're with helps you to sort through that noise.
Yeah.
And helps you define what's true.
Yeah. Every single person has to devote themselves daily. Yep. You know what I mean? Because I'm no good to you, Jim, if I'm not spending any time in God's word. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to sharpen you. I'm just going to make you more dull.
I love it. Love it. So the community of Rio Rancho has been blessed with a new church, not even a year old yet. By the way, we want to celebrate with you when that's a year old.
Yeah.
That'll be a fun thing.
August 2nd is our day of
August birth. 2nd. That'll be fun. Well, I hope to get you guys back on the air about every 6 or 8 weeks. But Matt, why don't you kind of close us out today? We've got maybe 2 minutes left.
Sure.
Can you pray for Rio Rancho and the leadership of Rio Rancho?
Yeah.
And one guy I know that's, I always think about these old cartoons. You guys are way too young to remember Dudley Do-Right, but Supreme Leader Gregory Hull, the mayor of Rio Rancho, he's just a neat man and a neat believer. But pray for Rio Rancho and the leadership. Yeah. And let's do that now to close the program.
Yeah, absolutely. Father, we are so grateful for the even opportunity to use the breath that you've given us to talk back to you. God, we ask if there's any unclean way within us that you'd reveal that to us. And God, help us to continually surrender every single day to the things that you ask us to do. As it says in scripture, if we hear your voice, don't let us harden your heart. Don't let us harden our hearts. And Lord, we just want to lift up the leadership of Rio Rancho. We think of Greg, Lord, and his team, the people that you've placed around him. We thank you so much that God, you have selected leadership. You are the one who puts people into the places that they need to be. And God, we just pray that you would speak clearly, Lord, that you would help Rio Rancho to be a place where people know where people are going to find help and restoration and hope and just a journey worth living. So, Lord, we pray for wisdom, because that's what your word says, that if any of you lacks wisdom, that we would ask and you'd freely give. And God, we just thank you so much for this opportunity. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. AwakenNM.Church. You can find their services on Sundays, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock at the Mac.
Yeah.
In Rio Rancho. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
ABQ ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.